This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A man yelling, "All Jews must die," burst into a Pittsburgh synagogue Saturday during Sabbath services, shooting indiscriminately and killing congregants in the latest mass shooting in the United States. Local officials now say at least 10 people were killed inside the Tree of Life synagogue. Speaking in Indiana, President Donald Trump said what he called the evil of anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated in American society.
Anti-Semitism and the widespread persecution of Jews represents one of the ugliest and darkest features of human history. The vile, hate-filled poison of anti-Semitism must be condemned and confronted everywhere and anywhere it appears.
Police say the suspect, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, surrendered to a SWAT team responding to the incident. At least four police officers were also wounded in the attack, which occurred during a baby naming ceremony at the synagogue. The leaders of Turkey, Russia, France, and Germany discussed the war in Syria at a summit Saturday, reiterating calls for a UN-backed political process to end the war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people. A final statement on Saturday from the four leaders also calls for the convening of a committee by the end of the year to work on constitutional reform as a prelude to free and fair elections in Syria. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the four leaders made it clear they would not tolerate any use of chemical weapons. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Russia maintained the right to actively support the decisive decisions of the Syrian government in liquidation of such a hearth of a terrorist threat. Russia and Iran back the Assad government, while Western countries, including the United States and Turkey, have been helping insurgents trying to remove him from power. This is VOA News. Oman's foreign minister said Israel should be accepted as a state a day after Israel's prime minister returned home from an unannounced visit to the Arabian Peninsula Sultanate. Oman's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Yusuf bin Alawi bin Abdullah, spoke about his nation's position on Israel Saturday. He said Israel is a state present in the region, and we all understand this. Maybe it is time for Israel to be treated the same as other states. He made that statement during a security meeting in Bahrain. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with Oman's Sultan Thursday, the first meeting of its kind in more than 20 years, and a possible indicator of closer ties between the two nations. The UN Refugee Agency says it is giving millions of dollars in cash to more than 150,000 of the most vulnerable people displaced by more than 3 years of civil war in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic says his agency is providing vulnerable people displaced by the war with money they can use as they see fit as the best way to help them meet their immediate survival needs.
This allows UNHCR to provide assistance to families in hard-to-reach and remote areas. Cash assistance is the most cost-effective way to offer a flexible and dignified form of support. Those benefiting say it helps them to avoid resorting to desperate coping mechanisms such as child labor and forced marriages.
The United Nations calls Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis in the world. The United Nations says more than 22 million people need international assistance and more than 8 million are on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Voters in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that were delayed 1 week after the assassination of the province's police chief. Security was tight in Kandahar, where major roads were closed for nearly 24 hours before the polls opened to prevent any bomb-carrying vehicles from entering the area. During 2 days of voting last weekend, at least 50 people were killed in Taliban insurgent attacks throughout the country. Election material is being distributed to voting centers around Brazil ahead of Sunday's presidential election. Some 147 million people will decide between far-right candidate Jair Bolsonaro and Fernando Haddad from the leftist Workers' Party. And the Los Angeles Dodgers will try to tie baseball's World Series at 2 games apiece Saturday after winning the longest game in World Series history Friday night. Max Muncy hit a walk-off home run to give the Dodgers a 3-2 win in Friday's game, which lasted 18 innings and took 7 hours and 20 minutes. Boston leads the series 2-1. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.